In some ways, I'm quite liking the new way of doing things that has been forced upon us by the COVID pandemic. New car launches in digital format mean I can happily beat the KwaZulu-Natal summer heat by lounging comfortably in a pair of shorts while the spectacle unfolds on my computer screen. Obviously, I do miss the interaction with corporate management and the hands-on that goes with the launch drive, but everyone's doing the best they can under difficult circumstances. So, welcome to another edition of Colin on Cars, and this issue deals with the launch of the all-new Mercedes-Benz C-Class and touches on the budget speech by South African Minister of Finance Tito Mboweni. From the initially experimental 190 that evolved into the Mercedes C-Class, we recognize that the small Merc has grown into a global success with more than 10.5 million customer deliveries since 1982. Although the 190 was never officially launched in South Africa, some of them made their way here and quite quickly built up a near cult-like status, paving the way for the actual success of the C-Class. Now it's time for the new generation, earmarked for local launch in Q3, where both the front and rear passengers benefit from the moderately increased exterior dimensions of the new model generation. Elbow room has been increased by 22 millimeters in the front and 15 in the rear over the previous model, and headroom in the rear is increased by 13 millimeters with up to 35 millimeters more knee room in the rear, kind of almost original E-Class size. The interior now has highlights such as the display and operating concept adopted from the new S-Class with a sporty interpretation. This is accentuated by another design feature where the dashboard and central display are slightly tilted towards the driver. Domestic equipment and household appliances can be controlled using the Hey Mercedes voice assistance of MBucks. Thanks to the smart home function, they can be networked with the vehicle and controlled remotely. The light in each digital light headlamp is refracted and directed by means of 1.3 million micro mirrors. The resolution is therefore more than 2.6 million pixels per vehicle. Digital light with projection function is available as an option. This system can make driving safer by projecting guidelines, symbols, and animations onto the road. The turning circle is reduced by some 40 centimeters to under 11 meters with rear axle steering. With this optional feature, the steering angle at the rear is 2.5 degrees. But here's Dirk Fetzer, Director of Project Management for the C-Class.
Our customers have tasked us to develop a car that combines human-centered innovations with sporty and modern design. One that you fall in love with once again. The C-Class has become our best-selling model in the midsize sedan segment. It was first introduced as the 190 in 1982. The popularity of this baby Benz paved the way for the C-Class when it came out in 1993. In total, we've sold around 10.5 million C-Class sedans and wagons. Fast forward to just last year, when one in seven Mercedes-Benz cars sold was a member of the C-Class family. And with so many variants to date, we've offered something for almost every taste, from mild to wild. It really has become the perfect, desirable package, luxurious, sporty, digital, and of course, sustainable, and very comfortable.
The new C-Class offers the combination of short front overhang, long wheelbase, and rear overhang, and the windscreen and passenger cell have been moved to the rear for these classic proportions, known in the industry as cab backward design. When viewed from the side, the sculptured surfaces create unique light effects. Conversely, the designers have reduced lines to a minimum, which accentuates the so-called catwalk line or shoulder line even more. In the estate model, the progressive roof line in combination with the inclined rear window adds a sporty touch without functional compromises. Now, I can already picture local Mercedes marketing boss Sylvain Govender practicing some flowing, sweeping motions with his hands in preparation for what he will be describing to local journos when the car is launched here. And this is a hugely important model in the South African context, as the sedan is being built at the company's East London manufacturing plant for local consumption and export to many global markets. Mercedes-Benz South Africa has indicated it will launch the estate version as well, but that derivative will be fully imported. All models feature a central star with the design and character of the radiator grille differing in details. The base model has a central star and louvers. In the avant-garde line, there are additional decorative elements in the louvers, while the radiator grille and front apron feature chrome surrounds. The distinguishing feature of the AMG line is the diamond grille with a star design chrome. But what about the interior? Belinda Gunther, head of color and trim, tells us more.
The feeling we wanted to create inside? That once you get into this car, front or rear, you'll never want to get out again.
The driver area features a high-resolution LCD screen. It is freestanding and appears to float in front of the wing profile and expansive trim. This sets the driver display apart from traditional cockpits with classic round dials. And customers have a choice between a 10.25-inch or a 12.35-inch version. Like the new S-Class, the C-Class is equipped with second-generation Mercedes-Benz User Experience, MBUX. The vehicle interior becomes even more digital and intelligent as both the hardware and software have made great strides. The voice assistant, Hey Mercedes, becomes more interactive and capable of learning by activating online services in the Mercedes Me app. Moreover, certain actions can be performed even without the activation keywords, Hey Mercedes. These include taking a telephone call. The engine range has only 4-cylinder units from the current family of modular engines, shortened to FAME. Accordingly, the engine range plays a major role in the flexibility of the international production network with needs-based electrification. In addition to turbocharging, both the diesel and petrol engines will now have an integrated starter generator for intelligence assistance at lower engine speeds as a mild hybrid of the second generation. This ISG uses a 48-volt onboard electrical system that ensures functions such as gliding, boosting, or energy recovery and makes significant fuel savings possible. The engines also start very rapidly and comfortably as a result, so the start-stop function is almost as imperceptible to the driver as the transition from gliding with the engine switched off to strong under acceleration under engine power. When idling, the intelligent interaction between the ISG and the combustion engine ensures smooth running. The 4-cylinder M254 petrol engine with a second-generation starter generator has an additional output of up to 15 kilowatts and 200 newton meters more torque. It's also celebrating its premiere in the C-Class. The 9G-tronic transmission was developed further for adapting to the ISG and is installed in all C-Class models. The electric motor, power electronics, and transmission cooler have now moved into or to the transmission. Previously required lines are eliminated, which offers advantages with regard to installation space and weight. The new C-Class is especially agile and stable with the optional rear axle steering and the more direct steering ratio on the front axle. At speeds below 60 kilometers an hour, the rear wheels steer in the opposite direction to the front wheels, up to 2.5 degrees. Depending on the situation, this virtually shortens the wheelbase and makes the vehicle more maneuverable. Above 60 kilometers an hour, they steer up to the same 2.5 degrees, but in the same direction as the front wheels. This virtual increase in wheelbase has advantages in improved handling stability and safety at high speeds. I really look forward to seeing the real thing, but certainly the photographs show a rather handsome car that will appeal across a very wide spectrum of ages and tastes. Now, turning to the national budget delivered by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, while it did include some good things, notably no further bailouts for the hopelessly failed state-owned enterprises such as Eskom and South African Airways, the motorist is yet again on the receiving end of a slap, so aptly referred to in Afrikaans as a snot clap. Here's the minister.
Fuel levies will be increased by 27 cents per litre, comprising 15 cents per litre for the general fuel levy and 11 cents per litre for the road accident fund levy, and 1 cent per litre for the carbon fuel levy. This is important to emphasize because we're moving towards a carbon-free environment, and we've recently established the Presidential Coordinating Committee on Climate Change.
As always, stay safe out there and don't let impatience cloud your judgment. That's it for this week. Goodbye and travel well.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.